This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 11, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. On Tuesday, European Aeronautic Defense and Space Corporation had good news and bad news for the markets. The good news was a 2008 net profit of $2 billion U.S., despite $894 million in losses tied to the interminable A400M military transport program. When the program misses its first flight deadline later this year, original partners will be eligible to demand return of their deposits totaling over $7 billion. Analysts agree such a total collapse of the A400M would be catastrophic for EADS, but they also don't expect it to happen. The U.S. Air Force's Eisenhower-era KC-135 tankers might have to be patched together just a little bit longer. Faced with a deep recession, an agenda promising increased spending on social programs, and campaign promises to reform government procurement, the Obama administration is hinting the KCX tanker competition may not get revisited now till 2014. Congressional Quarterly cites three sources close to discussions now underway on the president's first defense budget and reports the White House may tell the Pentagon to delay the tanker program, as well as scrap all plans for a new long-range bomber. The paper reports its sources say the Office of Management and Budget submitted several offset options to the Pentagon for freeing up funding for other military programs, such as the F-22 Raptor and the F-35 Lightning II. Winslow Wheeler, who's head of the Strauss Military Reform Project at the Center for Defense Information, says if those reports are true, quote, OMB is beginning to show itself as a breath of fresh air after decades of prostrate compliance with Pentagon wishes, unquote. Opposition could be fierce from lawmakers prone to use defense contracts as job banks for their home districts. And in the words of one Senate aide who spoke with Congressional Quarterly, quote, in the end, Congress will write the appropriations bills, unquote. Delta Airlines, blaming, quote, the worsening global economy, unquote, gave employees a heads up early yesterday, then followed by telling investors it will cut capacity 10% on international routes beginning in September. The Associated Press reports United Airlines is moving even more quickly, cutting its international seats by 15% in the first quarter alone. The heaviest impact is expected to be on routes serving Asia. In a bit of good news for the airlines, despite a loss of oil production capacity in Nigeria and rumblings from OPEC that members might again cut oil production at this weekend's meeting, oil has remained below $50 a barrel. Boeing Aircraft CEO Scott Carson was also talking to investors yesterday. While the record order backlogs, which could save his company from feeling the worst of the recession, depend on ever-shaky credit markets to allow airlines to actually take delivery of those orders, Carson told the J.P. Morgan Aviation and Transportation Conference, customers should be able to secure financing on new aircraft purchases this year and into early 2010. Quoted by Dow Jones, he also admitted that from that point on, things get iffy. Quote, we face dramatic challenges for the next several quarters. We're watching each of our customers on a daily and weekly basis. Unquote. After confirming that the Dreamliner remains on track to meet its latest revised milestone dates, Carson commented, quote, we're humbled by our mistakes, but optimistic about the products we're bringing into the marketplace. Unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A snowstorm may have cost two GA commuters their lives. AirTran says a la carte fees are responsible for its profitability. And you may be a redneck if your FBO is in a trailer. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Chairman and soon-to-be former President Tom Poberesny tells ANN's Jim Campbell the what, how, and why behind the changes underway at the Experimental Aircraft Association. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.